My full name is Robert L. Federline. I am 60 years old. I am the program director at Citizens to Abolish Domestic Apartheid, Inc., also known as CADA Programs.
My name is Atisha, and I was wondering, what's your favorite animal? Because my favorite animal is a cat.
That's a hard question. What's my favorite animal? Because animals are really cool. I mean, I like kangaroos because of the pouch. It's hard to pick a favorite. And I like elephants, except they can't jump.
So, my dad's 40 years old, and he listens to, like, soul and stuff. So, what do you listen to, like, music-wise?
I listen to a lot of different kinds of music. I listen to soul. I love jazz. The blues. I prefer blues to jazz. I listen to the easy listening music. I listen to the oldies. I listen to music from the 20s and 30s, and sometimes I listen to classical music. I'm not a big fan of rap, and I really can't stand screamo.
I'm Paige. What did you do before you came to CADA?
Before I came to CADA, I took a shower and I shaved. And oh, you don't mean today, though, did you? Oh, well, for the last 6 years, I was in charge of religious education at my church. For kindergarten through ninth grade, I had about 250 kids a year. And before that, I owned a pretzel store in the Ross Park Mall. And before that, I practiced law, trial work, for almost 30 years.
My name is Amory, and I was wondering how many siblings you have.
I am the sixth of seven children. As old as I look to you, I'm one of the youngest ones in my family. Toughest question of all today, Batman or Superman? See, I was born under this sun, so I don't have much chance of becoming Superman. But I could become Batman. I hear that tisking over there. But, you know, to be Batman, you can put the effort in. You can make yourself Batman. And so you could be Batman. So for all that, I guess I got to go Batman.
But how can you make yourself Batman and not make yourself Superman?
Do you know the history of Batman and Superman? Superman was born on another planet, Krypton. And when that planet exploded, right before it exploded, his parents put him on a rocket, sent him to Earth. He was under a red sun there. He's under a yellow sun here. So his body behaves differently here. That's why he has superpowers. But Batman went to the gym. He did push-ups. He did pull-ups. He lifted weights. He did gymnastics. And he trained his mind. He's a detective, Batman. The original Batman comic was a detective comic. He's a detective. So he trained his mind to be as sharp as it could be. And he trained his body to be as athletic as it could be. And he trained his spirit to be as honest as he could be. Superman came down and his parents taught him to be good, so he's good. But he didn't need to do all the exercise because he had all these superpowers. Batman earned it.
I wouldn't agree with that because Batman is more on the intellectual side and not everybody likes that. Maybe they just want to get to the action and they don't want to have the long process. So if people don't like school, they can't really relate to Batman. But if they do, they have to go with Superman. So it's basically hard to choose, and you can't just choose one because they're both made something happen, like in the fantasy world.
I mean, really, wow. I should start then by saying that I live in a fantasy world. Don't you? I mean, we all have our fantasies and our dreams, and I see the world the way I want it to be, and I try to work for that instead of the way it is. I was asked to choose, so I chose Batman for me. I can't choose Batman for you, but you're right. What you choose makes a difference. Where you end up in life is based on the choices that you make. That's one reason I like Batman, because he chose to be smart. He chose to apply himself at school. You got to exercise the muscles above your neck as well as the muscles below your neck.